Leviticus 25 and verse number 10, the Bible says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." This is Pastor Wynn Greer of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. And I'd like to thank you for listening in today and welcome you to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. This is the week of July 4th, Independence Day, which is also, this is the week of our anniversary. We started 4 years ago, the week of July 4th. And so this is our 4 year anniversary. We were thinking back on that, and we came on the air with this particular radio broadcast and with a burden, a desire to just continue along the lines of the Bible and the history of the United States of America and our Christian heritage, and then also to be a conservative, Christian, concerned voice in this day and time. And so I very much appreciate the opportunity, and I've told a lot of people over the past few years that as much as we deal with pretty much a very narrow subject, I've never run out of material. There's so much along these lines. What the Bible says about civil government, what the Bible says about liberty, what the Bible says about freedom, and then our great heritage that we have as a country. Very much appreciative of that. And so this is the week of July 4th. We're looking forward to what the topic is for today. And we're going to say good morning to everyone first. Welcome our listeners. I want to say good morning to Noah. He's pretty much been here since the beginning, and so I appreciate him and all he does. Good morning, Noah. How are you today?
I'm good. It's good to be here this morning. And we want to say how much we appreciate our listeners, those who listen in on AM 1450 WATA here in Boone, North Carolina, those who listen in on AM 690 WZAP out of Bristol, Virginia, and those who listen in out of KBGT 89.1 FM, The Truth, that's out of Watertown, South Dakota.
We do appreciate our listeners, and it's good to hear from them from time to time. We have mentioned this a few times, and I have a book. It's called Today's Proverb. It is a devotional book. There's 366 entries in there, one for every day of the year, and even one for leap year when that rolls around. And all of the devotionals are out of the book of Proverbs. It is right around 286 pages, something like that, almost 300 pages. And we've been mentioning this from time to time. And school will be starting back before you know it. It would be good if you've got a young person. Well, for anybody, but just thinking about who would get the most out of this little book that the Lord has allowed me to write. And if you're interested in that, we'd love for you to get into contact with us. The Grace Bible Baptist Bookstore is helping us to sell this over the radio for those that cannot come into the physical location. But Brother Daniel Trantham, him and his wife, he's the owner there. And his number is 828-263-2935. They are located 3216 Highway 421 north of Boone. And we'd love for you to go by and get a copy of that book or call them. And we'll get it to you in the mail. We'd love to be able to do that. And so we appreciate you listening in. And we are thankful for the opportunity to come this way. And I've been thinking about there's a lot of things going on in the world, spiritually, biblically, that we could talk about today. But over the past few years in my studies, I've got a lot of history books. I try to stay up on what's going on in the world. I know a lot of people don't have time to read the newspaper, watch the news, and then a lot of times you're getting a slanted view. So we try to keep up with what's going on. But I've come across this story that I wanted to tell you about today. And it goes all the way back to 1787, the Constitutional Convention, and Benjamin Franklin, of course, was there. He was the oldest attendee or participant in the Constitutional Convention of 1787. And there's a historical what took place at the time of that Constitutional Convention about America being a rising or setting sun. And I've read this in several different books, but President George Washington, during that Constitutional Convention, they were there for about 3 months that summer, and President Washington sat in the same chair every day. They would come in, they would have their meetings. They, if you know anything about the history, the first wasn't even a constitution, but what we had first of all was Articles of Confederation. Well, they were too loose, and the federal government couldn't get anything done. So they came back together. They were going to redo the Articles of Confederation. It turned out they just come up with a whole new constitution. That's the year 1787. But George Washington, he sat in this chair, and on that chair, on the top of the backrest, there was a painted sun, a picture of the sun. And Benjamin Franklin tells about as he sat there and he looked at that chair every day. He couldn't tell if it was a rising or a setting sun. I wrote down just a little bit of what he said about it. He said, often in the course of the session, he had looked at that sun behind the president without being able to tell whether it was rising or setting. But now at length I have the happiness to know that it is a rising and not a setting sun. Well, of course, he was making the application to the course of the United States of America. America at that time was still a very young nation, and they referred to it even as an experiment in self-government. And so they'd already had several years since the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, that had pretty much failed. That didn't go too well. So here they are, they're back at it again, they're back to the drawing board. And so at that time in the history of the United States of America, there was a question, is this grand experiment even going to work? And so Benjamin Franklin, he looked at that, and he come down to the end of the convention, and he said, I have the happiness to know that it is a rising and not a setting sun. So he's talking about the course of the country, the United States of America. And as I have come across that story, that historical story, several different times, I've thought to myself, if he could come back today, I wonder what he would say about the United States of America. Is it a rising sun still? Are we at noonday as far as the history of our nation? Or have we just about spent our time as far as a nation is concerned? And are we now in the days of a setting sun as far as a nation? I wonder what Mr. Franklin would think if he could come back. I wonder what President George Washington would think if he could come back, or James Madison, or Thomas Jefferson, or John Hancock, or any of those great men that had a part in the foundation of our nation from the Declaration of Independence all the way through the writing of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I wonder what they would think. I wonder if Mr. Franklin could come back, if he would think it was a rising sun still today, if he knew what was going on in our country. Now, last week, for example, the Supreme Court, they handed down two rulings that basically, and I'm not going to talk in detail about what they were, but they had to do with homosexual marriage. And of course, I believe there is no such thing as homosexual marriage, but that's what it was concerning. And they passed down these rulings that basically will pave the way for that to become the normal marriage. It's abnormal, but it'll just pave the way for homosexual marriage to become normal throughout our land. I wonder if they would think that it was still a rising sun. Last week, New York City had a gay pride festival. And Lady Gaga, some of you might know, she's a pop singer, I guess, and very perverted morally. And she was there, and she opened up the ceremony. It took place, I think, at a place called Pier 26. but they had a ceremony. She was there to kick off the city's gay pride celebration and so sang the national anthem. As Lady Gaga, this is just last week, as she stood there and sung the national anthem for the United States of America, she was holding a rainbow flag. That rainbow flag is a symbol of the homosexual movement or the LGBT movement, they call it. But when you see that rainbow flag, that's what that is a symbol of. And so there she is. She sings the national anthem. She's holding the rainbow flag. And she changes the words to the national anthem. She, as she stands there, she holds that rainbow flag and she says, "Oh, say does that star-spangled flag of pride yet wave?" And she went on to sing, "In the land of the free and the home of the gay." And so that was kicking off the Gay Pride Festival last week in New York City. I wonder if Benjamin Franklin could come back and see that today, if he would think still that we were a rising nation, or one that was setting, that the sun was going down upon. Also, something that happened last week, the state of Texas was having a vote on abortion, and actually it would limit, and from what I was reading about it, pretty much make abortion unavailable, make it very hard in the state of Texas to get an abortion. And I believe that's a good thing. And so these conservatives, these mainly Republicans and what they call the blue dog Democrats, you know, the more conservative ones, they're pushing for this in the state of Texas. Well, these demonstrators came to that legislative session, and one of the lawmakers, they did a filibuster, and they had a deadline that they had to vote on and pass this thing by. Well, as it come down closer to the deadline, and the person that was doing the speaking, they got done. Well, the people that were there demonstrating, they started yelling and chanting, and they couldn't get order called back into the room there, and they missed the deadline. They just couldn't get everybody calmed down in time to take the vote, pass the law or not pass the law. And it was interesting to me as I was reading about that one of those legislators said, "This is what democracy looks like." And you know, our forefathers actually knew that democracy was going to fail. The United States of America is not a democracy, it's a republic. I've pointed that out many, many times. We have a representative form of government. We do not go by majority rule. Although, to hear some politicians talk, you would think that America was a democracy. America is not a democracy. If you want to get a good picture of what democracy looks like, look at what's going on in Egypt right now today. They're about to tear the country all to pieces. Millions of people are out in the streets demanding that their elected leader step out of the way, get out of the way. Democracy always ends up mobocracy, and there's no winner in a mobocracy. So our leaders, they knew democracy was a bad thing. We do have democratic principles, but basically our country is a republic. And so I've thought, if our forefathers could come back and they could see our nation today, would they still think it was a rising sun, or like many, they might think it's a setting sun as a nation? I've thought the sun was setting on our nation for the past several years. And sadly, I look back over the past 4 years, we've done the Blessings of Liberty, try to do our little part, be a voice for what's right and what's good. But I look at our nation now as opposed to 4 years ago, and what was bad 4 years ago is worse today. Our nation is not coming back around. Our nation has gotten farther away spiritually than we were just a very few years ago. Our nation has gone farther down the road morally than we've ever been before. And you think about abortion. You think about the homosexual movement. You think about, I read in the newspaper over the past weekend that in Florida, a group of atheists had went to dedicate a monument. I believe it was in a state park, and there's a monument that had the Ten Commandments. Well, the atheists wanted their monument, so they made a bench, and they went down there, and they were dedicating that monument to, I guess, no God. I don't know. I got to thinking about that. I wonder how atheists would dedicate a monument. I mean, a Christian would, you know, say, thank God for letting us be here, or so, but you couldn't have that if you were an atheist. But spiritually, morally, economically speaking, our nation is worse, far worse off than it was 4 years ago. Politically speaking, our nation is farther apart. I mean, the parties are divided. They can't agree on anything. There's a lot of division in our country, a lot of hatred. There's more racism than there's ever been before. There's more division than there's ever been before. Our nation, if something doesn't happen quickly, our nation is seeing the sun set upon it. That's a belief of my heart. That's where I believe we are in the United States of America. The Declaration of Independence was signed on July 4th, 1776. A lot of times we just call it July 4th, but actually it's Independence Day. And it is declaring, it is celebrating our independence, the Declaration of Independence from Great Britain and from King George the Tyrant. July 4, 1776 was 237 years ago as a nation. And that might seem ancient to many of us, but really, you only have to go back about four or five generations to get back to 237 years ago. It is a long time, but in the grand picture of nations, America is actually a very young nation. And the first public reading was on July the 8th, just 4 days after the signing of the Declaration of Independence. They read it publicly. Now, it wasn't like it is now. You know, they didn't have instant access to information or what the government was doing. Everything took longer. But they read the Declaration of Independence publicly in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on July the 8th. And history books say that the bells of the churches in the city rang to call the people together for the reading of the Declaration of Independence. Now, some historians say that the Liberty Bell was already out of commission, but other historians say that the Liberty Bell was also ringing. And wouldn't that be a good picture? I'd rather remember it that way. I hope that's the way it was. But they rang the bells of the city. Now, the Liberty Bell, that's where it is there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It is, you know, I come every week and I quote Leviticus 25:10, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. That verse is inscribed upon the Liberty Bell. And so they rang the bells. They called the people together. They're going to have the first public reading of the Declaration of Independence. And Samuel Adams at that time said about that public reading, he said, "The people seem to recognize this resolution as though it were a decree promulgated from heaven." They seem to recognize that this was from God. That's what he was saying. And I got to thinking about that. I was reading over it again, and I thought, you know, in our nation, we've lost our sensitivity to anything that is sacred, holy, righteous, and good. I mean, people in America, they're running to and fro so fast. A lot of people are running around. They don't know if they're coming or if they're going. And the only thing that seems to slow us down is a massive tragedy to take place in our nation. And when something really bad happens in America, people will slow down, wherever that was, usually just the local people. They'll slow down for a short period of time, just a very few days, But it takes something for Americans to even stop and pay attention to anything that's going on. It takes just a massive tragedy to take place. It takes a Sandy Hook or a tornado in Moore, Oklahoma, or I know a lot of people's heard about the 19 firefighters, the hot shots that were killed in this massive fire out in Arizona over the weekend. It takes something like that to get us to even stop for a minute and think about what is going on. And all of that, as I've studied over the past several years, that inability to recognize or see the hand of God in our midst is a sign, biblically speaking, of a nation whose sun of existence is quickly setting. Last year, I took about, I think it was 12 or 13 radio broadcasts, and I taught out of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 10, verse 11, right along in there. And we use this verse many, many times. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 10, it's talking about the nation of Israel. God is trying to get their attention. He allows a mini Babylonian invasion to take place. And so they are hit by their enemies just quickly. This just comes out of nowhere. God's trying to get their attention, and they're invaded. But it said in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 10, that they said, the children of Israel, when the Babylonians came and attacked them and carried many people away into captivity, the Bible says that the attitude of the nation of Israel, they said this in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 10. They said, the bricks are falling down. That was the attack. The bricks are falling down, but we will build with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars. What the Lord allowed to happen in that nation did not get their attention. But they just had this attitude that, you know what? We'll just build bigger. We'll just build better. We'll just remodel. We'll just go right on with what we were doing. They never stopped and said, you know, maybe this is the hand of God. Maybe we need to repent. That was the message of the Old Testament prophets to the nation of Israel many, many times. When God would raise up a prophet, he would send them, you need to repent. This nation needs to repent. This nation needs to turn back to God. But the attitude of a nation under the judgment of God doesn't even recognize that. They just go right on. They just say, well, we'll come back stronger than we ever were before. Our only hope as a nation is not in the nation. It is not in the politicians. I think people are at least figuring that out. Congress, the approval rating for Congress is at an all-time low. People have very little confidence in our legislators that they can do anything right. It is not in the Supreme Court. I seen a poll the other day that said the confidence level of the Supreme Court is at an all-time low. The approval ratings of the president for this president are at an all-time low. Our hope is not in politics. It's not in politicians. It's not in the Supreme Court. It's not in the military. It is in the remnant of God's people that still are in the United States of America. The Bible said in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. That is the only hope for our nation today. And then I wonder sometimes if there's not even any hope for the nation. But God's already said you've already crossed the line. You went too far. But there is hope for the people of God. The people of God will never go away. And the people of God have to do something in these last days. We must stand. We must speak for that which is right. We have something to do in these last days. You know, we have the answer to our current predicament in our nation's birth certificate. Now, our nation's birth certificate is the Declaration of Independence. I would encourage everybody to get a copy of the Declaration of Independence this week. Read the whole thing. I guarantee you that many of our listeners have never read, or they, it has been so long that they can't even remember very much about it. But it's only about 3 or 4 pages in a small book. I've got a copy I carry with me. I keep it in my notes and with near my Bible. But the Declaration of Independence has the recipe, the remedy for our current predicament that we have. Well, many are familiar. I'm not going to read the first paragraph. I don't have time. But many are familiar with this part of the Declaration of Independence. It said, we hold these truths to be self-evident. Now, you think about this being read July the 8th, first time in public. People are going to be paying attention. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. It has a great deal to say about our rights in the Declaration of Independence. It said that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right, there's a right again, capital R, by the way, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government. So the answer is not in the government, but it is from the people. We the people. That's what this Declaration of Independence is about. It's about what the people have the right to do. It goes on down in the paragraph and it says, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. This is talking about King George and his tyranny. It said, it is their right. There's that word again. Whose right? The right of the people. The consent of the governed, it talks about. It is their right. It is their duty to throw off such a government and to provide new guards for their future security. Are you saying that there ought to be another American Revolution? No, we already have what we need. We just need to get back to the Constitution. That worked for well over 200 years. We don't need to create something new. We've got the right framework. We just need to get back to it. Now, the politicians are never going to get back to it. But if enough of we, the people, demanded it, we could, I believe, at least in part, salvage and get back to what once upon a time made our nation great. Well, I encourage you to get a copy of the Declaration of Independence and read it. I hope you appreciate your freedoms this week as we think about the Declaration of Independence. You know, I was thinking, I found this the other day. I did not know this, but there is actually a law on our books. It's H.R. 2993 that was introduced several years ago to prohibit the importation for sale of foreign-made flags of the United States of America. If you see flags that said made in the United States, you know, there's a law on the books that our flags would be made in the United States of America. So we feel very strongly about this, but we've let these other foreign things come in. We have foreign debt, foreign policies, foreign influence, foreign president. Well, we'll have to save that for another broadcast. But I'll tell you, I'm thankful for our nation, thankful for the blessings of God upon our lives, and that we can come. Noah's going to come, give the contact information.
This has been Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wynn Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. If you'd like to contact us, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org. That's MTLEBANONBC.org.